This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We welcome in at this time Matt Clement. He's sponsored by Dell Technologies. We love talking to Matt about everything sports and life, and he's just a good guy to talk to. Good morning to you, Matt. How's everything?
Everything's good. It certainly doesn't feel like the day before opening day looking at the weather outside right now. Yesterday did, but today's not going to feel like it, but it's cool to have baseball coming back for sure.
There we go. Typical Western Pennsylvanian complaining about the weather. Matt Clement joining us here. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Before we get into baseball, from a basketball standpoint, watching the Final Four and watching the brackets and all these games, and you coach Butler High School basketball. Is it like a coach's dream to watch Gonzaga? High ball screen, the guy rolls, he catches the ball high, and they get 75 layups a game. Like, how simple is it?
Well, I mean, they're so good and they're so spaced. And, you know, Gonzaga's always like this. It's the same stuff they always run, but I think their players are even better this year. You're going to see more of these guys' names in the first round of this NBA draft this year than the usual one guy that they have, and then another guy that happens to be later on maybe in the second round. These guys are – it's a pretty elite talent that they have, and it's – as a coach, and even if you don't know basketball, it just looks right. Watching what they do and how they do it, and through the first three guys off the bench, it's he's always done a great job. Coach Few out there has always done a great job, but this year's team is another level right now, and it's hard to dislike them other than that they're such heavy favorites and they haven't lost, but really fun to watch.
If Houston can beat Baylor, Matt, what will that be? What style wins out in the national championship game? The style we were just talking about with Gonzaga, or the run and gun, chuck up every shot you feel you're close to within 25 feet of the hoop style of Houston?
It's hard to – when we talked about this beforehand, and I said it as a media person, it's hard to pick – it's hard to sit here and pick Baylor and Gonzaga because they're the best two teams and they're supposed to be the best two teams. I think Baylor's going to try to go quick with them also if they play that game too. It's really hard not to see Gonzaga winning this, but I think that Houston or Baylor are both going to be legit, opponents for them. Of course, I thought USC would give them trouble with their length in their matchup zone last night, and that lasted about 30 seconds. So, I just think that Gonzaga, the only thing that working against them is history and hard to being undefeated. And each game you go further, it makes it tougher and tougher. That's working against them, and the other teams will kind of have nothing to lose in that situation. But boy, it doesn't seem like that being undefeated even fazed in that team right now.
You can look at it like it's the further you go, the closer it gets to being done, too. So there's that. I mean, you're almost there. So,
Matt, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's math on either side. Matt Clement joining us here. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. To baseball real quick. I've always wondered this, and you see it if you travel with a team as a journalist, you can kind of feel it. But from a player standpoint, and especially from a pitcher standpoint, so you just got done spending 3 months in Florida or Arizona, either one, and a lot of people live there in the offseason who are players anyway. Then here you go, it's opening day, and you've already complained about the weather, so I'm putting this on you. Then you come north to Chicago or Pittsburgh or even St. Louis or New York or somewhere, and there you are, and it's 29 degrees and the wind is swirling, and 2 days before you were in Sarasota or you were in Scottsdale or you were in Port Charlotte. What is that like getting adjusted after you just spent a bunch of time and it was 75 degrees? Is it miserable?
Well, nothing getting to play Major League Baseball is miserable. Let's put that out there first.
Right.
You're playing Major League Baseball and getting paid to play a sport, and the greatest sport in the world and everything else. So nothing is miserable. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. For me, though, again, I think I never had to put myself – I've always wondered, like, what it would be like to be a position player playing every day just in general. But then that adjustment for them is a lot tougher than me as a starting pitcher. I have to go out there, you know, hopefully for, you know, 6-7 minute time frames at the most, 5 to 6 times because it's my first start of the year, and suffer through it for one start, and the hitters don't like being up there. So again, in those situations, I always try to put it on the other side. The hitter has the bat in their hands, and it's cold and it's miserable. But it's an adjustment. It's definitely an adjustment. And but again, you're there, and they have heaters and everything else going on in the dugout to make you feel, you know, make you feel as comfortable as possible in that situation. My worst experience of it was I was the one time I got to start an opener, which was the home opener. We played 2 on the road in Cincinnati, and I got to start the home opener in Wrigley. And we got back, I think it was a day off, we got back, and it was a complete, like, whiteout when we got back. And the night before, the front office was shoveling the bleachers at Wrigley so we could play. And we rolled out, and I know it was like a. I'm gonna give you numbers that I'm not exaggerating. It was like a 25 degrees with like a, it was like 9-degree wind chill or whatever. And we're playing the Expos, and it was miserable. Wind was blowing in like 50 miles an hour, which was great for me as a pitcher. And here comes my last inning. Vlad Guerrero rolls out there with no batting gloves and no sleeves, short sleeves. And hits a missile right through the 51 mile an hour wind for a home run, like it was like 90 degrees in the middle of July. And that memory sticks with me forever. The front office shoveling the snow, and then Vlad Guerrero doing that. And you almost on the mound just had to sit out there and just smile and just say, "Whatever, this guy's another." That's why he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, sleeves on, no batting gloves, and he's from the Dominican Republic, and he doesn't care. And you're from
right?
Yes. There we are.
And then it's Chicago, so the next day it was 75 and sunny, and the wind was blowing out at 50 miles an hour. So there you go.
Correct.
Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We're going to have a conversation, Matt. It's going to come up because it happens every year around this time. Not now, but in a week or two, probably about 1 week from now, we'll all be talking about the number of games that were postponed because of rain or cold or snow or whatever it may be in the first week of the season. And we'll come back around to the idea that there are probably 14 or 15 cities, including domed stadiums, in this league where you could start the season every year, have them play a week-long homestand, and maybe push past that inclement weather just a little bit. Is that a legitimate conversation, or do you look at that and just say, hey, everybody's got to deal with conditions at some point throughout the year. Just shut up and go through the 25-mile-an-hour winds and 30-degree temperatures and wind chills and all that?
Well, I think that there's a point to be made with what you're saying. Why it makes sense. Why wouldn't you? And I would guess if I'm going to think on the other side of it, you know, everybody probably gets a little bit, other than the first week of the season, the first series that season, people that don't get the big attendances would rather have some of those games in the summer when school's out, more people can come to the games. So, you know, from the front side of the players' standpoint, it makes a ton of sense. But I'm sure there's other little discrepancies within the owners and the different cities that would rather have those games at different times or whatever the case may be, because everybody gets their home opener, everybody gets their series. But I mean, like, it would be much better for, you know, I the Pirates are in Wrigley. I mean, it would be much better to be rolling into Texas or somewhere else this weekend,
right?
And playing, or Florida, and playing a series or whatever the case may be. And you know, from the Cubs standpoint, I would be a much more comfortable home opener if that was happening and they were going elsewhere rather than coming here. But I think that it's a topic of conversation. I don't think it's overly controversial enough that it makes sense that why not stack it that way. But the weather has been so crazy in the United States, you know, of recent that you can't even count on what's going to be next week or the week after. And that's probably their theory, is like, how do we know it's not going to be snowing in Pittsburgh in 2 weeks from now compared to like it's supposed to tomorrow?
Non-global warming truther Matt Clement joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Matt, this came up because there's a story in the Post-Gazette today about, and I want to ask you this as somebody in that high school game. Seton LaSalle is being accused by four schools of recruiting football players, right? And I've always thought, well, they're private schools. Where are they going to get their kids from? Like, I could see both sides of this. Where does somebody who went to a public school, coaches at a public school, how do they look at, just personal opinion, how do you look at the private and Catholic schools?
It's tough. It's tough when they're consistently good every year to sit there and just say, hey, it's all right for them to go and get whoever they want or do whatever they want and win. And most of the time, I'd go to the Whipple pairings for basketball yearly. I'd go to them, and I'd sit there with a couple of my other coaches I'm friends with that I used to coach on the same staff with, and would sit there, and you'd count them, and they'd go through all the single and double and triple of girls and boys, and you'd sit there and listen to the teams, and the amount of high seeds, like the 1 and 2 seeds, were almost all Catholic schools, and most of those, especially the lower end of the classification, the single A and double A. So it is tough. I mean, I've tried to, from a coach's standpoint, there's certain things you just can't do anything about. I'm not going to change the rules. I'm not going to sit and complain. Do I think it's fair? No, but use it as motivation. And I've always said it's a lot more fun to beat them, and then they're going to go home to their nine different cities after the game instead of we're going to drive to our house. It's 15 minutes from the gym. And I don't know how the recruiting goes down or how they do it or what happens with it. But it's hard to fault them when it's legal. It's part of the Whipple system. It's legal. I can't fault them. So that's why I've just tried to, just worry about my own team instead of worrying about everything else going on. But I did see that story, and it seemed like it's a little deeper than the normal recruiting story that's going on.
Yeah, I would just try to mind my business, but they go home to their nine different cities firing shots. Oh, man. Oh, they're going to clip that one, and they're going to play it. That's going to be motivation next time you play Central. Matt, we thank you. We appreciate it. Great, great stuff today. It's going to snow tonight, Matt, which means it's supposed to be a dusting here, which means 7 to 10 inches in Butler where you are.
Absolutely, and this might be the last hurrah for the driveway stakes. I'm hoping it is.
Yes, they served their purpose. Thanks to your father-in-law, they served their purpose, right?
They had a huge year. They had a huge winter this year.
Yes, good stuff, the driveway stakes. Thank you, Matt. We'll talk next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Just the best.
Thanks, Matt.
I mean, this is it's almost Seinfeldian. You just talk about whatever. Life comes up. You get into it. Matt Clement, better about the non-sports than the sports sometimes. Just a wide-ranging guy, Chris.
Great about everything.
He is. He is super. No, it's not a big deal, but they go home to their nine cities. Shots fired at the parochial schools from Matt Clement. Did you take this? Is that what you took it to?
That was a little insight into like the pregame fire him up speech.
Good call. Yep. That was the camera. Let's go inside the Butler locker room before they play Central. Yes. There's Clement giving it to them. They'll go home. One kid's going to, he lives in Woodland Hills' district. The other kid lives in Canada. Do you know they have a kid drive all the way from Shaw, Houston? And by the way, he coaches at Butler. Not everybody lives within a 9-10 minute drive of the gym in Butler. You're not spread out, Butler.
No.
I know.
Come on. Oh, great, great stuff from Matt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.